Hello.
Hi, this is Mayra with Family First. Am I speaking with Kathleen Brennan?
Yes.
Hi, Kathleen. This is your coordinator from Family First. How are you today?
I am a little bit pain.
Sorry to hear
Bit
that.
lower. I'm sorry. I'm asking my friend to please put this lower. Thank you. I can hear you much better. Sorry about that.
Okay, no worries. I was calling you because I just saw a note that you were discharged from the hospital last week.
Yes, Friday.
Friday?
Yes.
Okay, so the 8th. I can see that Kate clocked in on Friday the 8th. So I just needed to confirm a few things with you.
Okay.
I can see that he clocked in at 10:49 a.m., but I don't see his clock out. Do you remember the time that he left?
That he left here, what time did you leave here? Friday?
Friday?
Yeah. 7:30.
7:30 p.m. Okay, I'm gonna confirm that visit real quick.
Yeah, 'cause I'm
And
having a hard time at night too. I have to walk up and down 12 steps, and my bedroom's up there and my bathroom. So I'm constantly doing it. And like I spoke to, well, the doctor and the nurses, that I have a harder time at night because of
Okay.
moving back and forth, and they're well aware of it.
Okay, I see. Because I also saw a note that the schedule will be changing a little bit. It says Kate's schedule will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
All right,
Through
10
the
to 6.
15th.
Okay.
Okay. But hold on just one second.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, until the 15th. So he will be doing more hours until the 15th, and then on the, that's October 16th, you will be back.
Right.
Okay, I see. I got it. Okay, and I also see that you need a letter for housing stating
No,
that.
no. What they did was, they told us on Friday, the NK, that they had talked to you guys. You had told them what his hours would be, how much he's going to be making each week, and they want him, before he even gets paid, to come up with $732, I think it is, before he's able to work for me. And I've never heard of something like that. I've also gotten in touch with a supervisor above their head and looked it up on Google. They doubt very much that housing would say that. So now we look like liars. But I could tell you who said it and all. A woman named Kathy.
But
And a Danielle. A Danielle is our manager, and Kathy is a step above her. And meanwhile, I sent the letter that you guys had sent to me, the email, to Danielle, who said, thank you, I have that proof. And yet, Sarah said it was signed by a woman who's actually, she has a Spanish name, but her name to all of us in the home housing here is Jesse. Oh, Yada from her office. I'm sorry, that's probably you.
No, I don't think so because I didn't know about all of this.
No, she didn't know anything. Yeah, because they never said that they received it, which obviously they did. Danielle did by saying thank you to me, but
okay.
Sarah knew nothing about it, and obviously you guys don't know about it either.
No. I just needed to make sure because, well, I have to know if we still have to send you the letter or if that is no longer required.
No, because they were satisfied with that letter. Like I said, I could show you proof. They did receive it. Danielle did receive it. So I don't know why they're coming up with all this other nonsense.
Okay, no worries.
And that I have to come up with money, too. They want $303 from me, too.
Well, I wouldn't know information regarding that, but if they already received the letter, then that's okay.
Right.
I was calling you to confirm that visit on Friday because, well, the last time that we spoke, what you told me was that you were going to a nursing home, but I'm assuming that is no longer the case, correct?
No, I was released on Friday with
okay,
a nurse coming here. Yeah, with a physical therapist coming here. I'm just not, I have to go get shots for calcium buildup. So that's why I'm assuming it's taking so long. Right now my surgeon is not in the office. He'll be in the office tomorrow by 9 a.m. and I could talk to him further.
Okay. Perfect then. And I also needed to confirm something else with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your address. Is it still the 155 Pioneer Road?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for letting me know. That was what I needed to confirm.
Right. Okay, can I ask you a question? I asked Sarah, too, and I just want to confirm it. Now, with anybody trying to get into Cade's hours, what days, wouldn't he have to sign some kind of release form? Otherwise, anybody could call you up and gather this information. Because we didn't sign anything with them.
But was that with your insurance company?
They said they called you guys directly.
Okay, yeah, because if the insurance company calls us...
No. It wasn't the insurance on. This was housing that said that they got in touch with you. And Sarah said they definitely did not, and that's why she also reached out to somebody in your, system there.
Mm.
And she said she didn't have any information on any of that. But like I said, the insurance is one thing. That's fine. But why would anybody be able to call up and get any kind of information about somebody's, hours, days, his occupation? Because we already gave them that note you gave us.
But are you sure that it was with Family First? Because what I can only see is the note from Sarah.
Right, they said it was
that somebody else spoke to anyone else.
Right, exactly. No, they said it was from Family First because I had already sent them that email that you guys had sent me. And while I was in the nursing home, I sent it to housing and they said, thank you. Because that's what they were asking me for. I have, all the notes, everything's in order because something fishy's going on in it. I don't know what it is, but it's harassment at this point with these people.
I, to be honest, I wouldn't know. As I said, I only see Sarah's note.
Right.
I do not see information that somebody else spoke to anyone in housing.
Right.
But if you have that information in writing,
mm-hmm.
that somebody there in housing spoke to somebody in Family First, if you could show me that, that would be great. But only.
Yeah, no, they said it on the phone.
I don't see anything regarding that.
Yeah, this is all on the phone when I came home from nursing home. And they had also called me there at the nursing home a day after my surgery when I first went in, saying that if I didn't come up my rent, they're putting my cat in a shelter too. And my cat has all its shots, they have all the paperwork, and I always pay them since April at the end of the month because that's when I receive my check. And everything was fine until this last 29th of July, which I had to actually borrow money and all in order to satisfy them. And this has just turned into a nightmare. I'm in a pain. I've gone through a lot. I'm 70 years old. I need all the help I could get. And I don't need to hear that they're going to put my cat in a shelter that doesn't bother anybody. I'm sorry. I'm just loading you. I don't mean to. It's just that I've had a really hard time.
I see.
And I don't want to call them until I call my coordinator. Well, I already called Paige, and she's getting back to me because she's going to do another assessment, she had said.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Kathleen. Well,
thank you.
As I said, I do not see any notes regarding the housing part.
Right.
If you found, if you find that email or that text,
no,
you can show
never,
it to me.
Yeah, no, she just said thank you for your email to me, and everything else is over the phone. Unfortunately, they're not gonna persecute themselves.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of information as far as paperwork and all that kind of stuff. But I don't for the other, and obviously for a reason. But okay. Yeah, I just can't wait to talk to Paige.
Okay, sounds good. Let me know if something comes up from that.
I will.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.